Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Planned Parenthood's case over videos is now set for trial. And tomorrow, we're actually in court on the criminal case against Sandra Merritt as well. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, a federal court in San Francisco has issued a mixed ruling by dismissing some of Planned Parenthood's claims in the multimillion-dollar civil lawsuit against citizen journalist Sandra Merritt. The court sided with Planned Parenthood's claim, however, regarding alleged trespass at a Texas abortion facility. Planned Parenthood's remaining claims will now proceed to trial, and yet even again on another matter regarding the same issues, but on the criminal side, we're in court for at least 2 weeks on the case against Sandra Merritt, 15 felony counts filed by the state of California. So that means up to 4 to maybe even 8 weeks of trial. We're going to be in trial on this in both the criminal and civil case, Matt, for at least 2 months.
Yeah, and it's ironic these cases are against Sandra Merritt because they completely lack merit. And Sandra is the target of a political agenda here that is being funneled through in through the judicial system, both in the criminal courts and civil courts, being misused and abused in order to try to silence not just Sandra Merritt, but make no mistake, this is a shot over the bow of anyone who would expose the wrongdoing of Planned Parenthood and the fact that they make a large profit by killing babies and selling their body parts.
Yeah, that is so true. You know, this reminds me of the David and Goliath story. As we, Liberty Counsel, will go in with our, you know, a couple of attorneys, aka David, with our 5 smooth stones versus Goliath, which is Planned Parenthood, and their 17 lawyers marching into the courtroom. You know, it looks like a devastating effect, but we have the power of God on our side. So it's so important that we remember to pray during these trials and know that God will prevail in all of this.
This case is enormously expensive and time-consuming. Again, you know, we'll be in trial for about 2 months, and the first phase of that begins for 2 weeks starting tomorrow, and it's the criminal case. 15 felony counts have been alleged against her and David DeLayden by the state of California. These counts, if convicted on, would require prison time. And they're trying to intimidate Sandra Merritt into silence. The pro-abortion attorney general is in lockstep with Planned Parenthood. So that begins a 2-week trial, and this is what's called a preliminary trial, meaning that after that trial, it could go to a full-blown trial. This is just a preliminary trial. 2 weeks just for the preliminary trial. It's unbelievable. And then on the heels of that, we face off against the Planned Parenthood abortion giant with its mega law firm, Arnold & Porter. It is a mega law firm, about $1 billion a year. And they have already listed 17 attorneys, and that number may continue to increase. 17 attorneys where they're defending Planned Parenthood. They're prosecuting the case for Planned Parenthood, I should say, pro bono, as if Planned Parenthood couldn't fund its own litigation. This law firm has taken on this pro-abortion advocacy. Well, we have been in court multiple times in both of these cases. In the 137-page order, the judge in the Planned Parenthood civil case, which seeks $16 million, and if they were to get $16 million, that would be tripled under their RICO claim plus attorney's fees. So we're talking about millions and millions of dollars they're seeking. The judge came out with a mixed ruling. He concluded that some of Planned Parenthood's 15 counts in the civil case lack sufficient evidence to go to trial. These include the abortion organization's claim for breach of contract, some of its claims for trespass, and its claims regarding a recording in Florida. But on the other hand, with regards to at least Texas, and I believe another one in Colorado. The court ultimately ruled, the judge ruled, in favor of Planned Parenthood, granting summary judgment in favor of Planned Parenthood on the so-called trespass argument. And that's absolutely ridiculous, because trespass means that you're on the property against a person's will.
Right.
She was invited.
She was invited.
Yeah.
She was invited there, and she was never asked to leave.
Or if you are asked to leave by the property owner and you do not, then that's trespass.
Then that's trespass.
Neither of those elements are present here. So what is this judge thinking?
It doesn't, yeah. And what the judge essentially said was, well, she was invited for one purpose, to talk about fetal procurement, but she ultimately moved into another purpose. Well, you know, the fact of the matter is, if someone invites you on the premise to talk about a particular subject, and you're there at their invitation, and then you add some other subjects in the conversation, and they never tell you to leave the premise,
right,
there's no conflict, but you ultimately leave, what a surprise would it be if after the fact someone says, you know what, they talked to me about something that was not originally in my thinking. I'm going to sue them for trespass.
So if CNN was doing an interview and they came out and they interviewed the CEO in the company office, and they're asking him about the line of product that they put out, and then in the meantime they say, well, there have been questions as well about some of the bookkeeping here, and they start bringing up questions about bookkeeping, suddenly it transfers over into trespass, and now they can be sued for millions of dollars.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
It happens all the time.
Now if they said, well, no, this interview is over, you have to leave, and they refuse to leave, and they had to escort them out, that's a whole different matter. Well, that didn't happen here. So where this is now on those trespass claims is what's going to the jury is not whether she trespassed, but whether there's damages coming out of the trespass. Well, if we ultimately lose on that matter, that there are damages coming out of the alleged trespass, we'll have to obviously appeal that, because it makes no sense in the first place. She was there invited. She was never asked to leave.
She did nothing illegal or immoral or unethical as a journalist. But what this all comes down to, bottom line, is they do not want to lose money from killing and saving babies.
Both of these cases, civil case and the criminal case, are all geared to intimidate and silence and punish Sandra Merritt.
Right.
They don't want the truth coming out about what they did. And in fact, what they did was, some of these companies, by the way, that they were selling these parts to, and the babies were turning around and the body parts were being sold by these companies at enormous profits. Those companies have had to pay millions of dollars in damages. Some of those companies have actually gone into bankruptcy because of the fines that they had to pay for their illegal activity. And so when Sandra did the recordings, she did them in public places, and she had done research about Planned Parenthood's activity with regards to this very issue, suspecting, therefore, that something amiss was going on, something illegal was going on. Both of those are exceptions to the recording rule. Some states require two-party consent. Others require one-party consent, but in California, where this case is being litigated, the exceptions have been exactly what I said. If they're in public places, and they all were, or if the person doing the recording suspects that the person being recorded is engaging in or is about to engage in some kind of illegal activity, those are exceptions to the rule. And that's why journalists have been able to do undercover investigations.
So she meets both
in California.
She meets both exceptions.
And these decisions could affect all journalists in California.
It can affect all people, no matter what subject matter they're investigating. So join with us as we begin this lengthy process over the next couple of months. It begins tomorrow. Lift up Sandra Merritt and our legal team in prayer. It really is a David versus Goliath kind of situation. But pray that we have strength, we have favor, and also for resources as well. If you want to be a part of this case and join us in prayer, or to support it financially, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, to learn more about it and keep up to date. LC.org, that's LC.org. On that website, I encourage you to sign up for one or several of our emails right there on the front page, LC.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.